Just want to share a couple of thoughts with you this morning. This is Memorial Day weekend. Unfortunately, not a whole lot of people in this country understand what Memorial Day weekend is all about. I heard a politician the other day say, well, it's a long weekend. Well, Memorial Day weekend is more than a long weekend. How many of you here have a relative or someone that you knew in the past that have actually died in the war? In Vietnam? Vietnam, Second World War, World War I, the Korean conflict. Rodney and Henry, both of you were in what war or what conflict?
Korea.
Korea. And which one?
I missed Korea. Vietnam.
Oh, you're just a young fella. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Rodney's in the Korean conflict. Now, that was a while back. Back in the 50s, right? Early 50s. And so, others have offered themselves. And, you know, I've lost people in my own family. I had four Ross brothers related ways back. All four of them died in World War II with the Canadian Army. And they gave themselves the ultimate sacrifice. They offered themselves up and died fighting for the cause of freedom. So this is a weekend. I know everybody likes to get out to the camp and open up the camp, and you know, they think summer for some reason is coming. Well, this morning it felt more like the end of March than it did summer. But a lot of people think of it as just a long weekend, a weekend to get away. Yes, it's that. Thank the Lord for those days that we have. But let's remember what Memorial Day weekend is all about. It began in 1868, a long time ago, right after the days of Abraham Lincoln, and it was initially called, anybody remember?
Declaration.
What was it?
Declaration. Declaration Day.
There you go. Declaration. Declaration Day. That's what it was originally known as, Declaration Day. Now, the reason I brought up Philippians chapter 2, I want to read just a couple of verses, and I've read it already. It says, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Many of the soldiers that fought and died were believers in Jesus Christ. Many of them weren't. But as many of them shipped out to go overseas or wherever they went to fight, not knowing whether they would ever return, not knowing whether they'd ever see their family again or loved ones again, they went with the attitude that they were going to fight for their nation. In other words, you and I, the future generations that were to come, they were on their minds back then. Now, we find it hard to believe that and to comprehend that, but truly, that was their cause. Their cause was for freedom. Their cause was so that you and I would be able to come and worship together and do so in a free way and be able to express our opinions freely, have freedom of speech, and to live under what we call the United States Constitution, and to live in a land that's so blessed and so mighty and so strong throughout the world, the envy of the world, really. When I came to this country in 1994, I, 2 years later, raised my hand and gave allegiance and became a United States citizen. And I swore on that day that I would do my best to be a participant in democracy, to be a participant in freedom, and to make sure that the cause of freedom went forth in everything I could do. Well, we have this wonderful freedom. We're free to attend church this morning. We're free to hear our brother John sing and be able to praise God. We're free to choose what we want to be when we grow up. We are free to choose where we want to live. We're free to choose the jobs that are before us. We're free to choose most of the things that affect our daily lives. This morning, just for a moment or so, I want to highlight one of the great patriarchs and one of the great individuals that went before us and who now is in heaven, who is rejoicing with the Lord, and who is one who left a great impact upon those whom he served and those whom he gave his life to. And that person is Pamela's father, Roy Baxter. He was a chaplain in the United States Army.
Navy.
Well, somebody told me Army.
No.
All right.
Navy.
Okay. All right. You know, I know there's this rivalry back and forth between Army and Navy and all that stuff. That's okay. Pamela gave me this booklet. It's a binder that she gave me, and I read it through, and I was just so blessed. If anyone would like to read this through, I'm sure Pamela would be more than happy to loan it out, because it's very precious cargo in this booklet, in this binder. It spells it out in such a great way. Thought it'd be a little different this morning, just for a moment or two, to highlight the life of Roy Baxter. And I'm going to ask Pamela to come up. And you had something you were going to prepare, right? Present.
Yes.
Yeah?
Can I come up now?
Sure. Tell us a little bit about your dad. And I'm going to add a few things. You can stand right up here if you want, or wherever you want. Everybody wants to hear you. Don't be shy. You've done it before.
I am shy. It's hard to talk about your father. He was bigger than life to me growing up, especially when he put on his dress whites, stepped out of his room, off to work. He looked like, you know, the officer and the gentleman. I was proud of my dad. He stood for what he believed in several times on several occasions. He didn't let this world sway him. I guess I'll read this. He served in the Marine Corps originally during World War II. And then he went to Vietnam. And I became a child of war. I didn't know if my father would come back or not. And a chaplain doesn't carry a weapon. They go out on the battlefield. They give sermons. They counsel the young men who are very young, is what he said, 18 to whatever, to have no fear, to believe in God, to believe in Jesus. He never spoke of it too much because it was too painful for him. But I knew he was doing the right thing for this country. And I was very proud of him. And he served with Father Capodanno, who was a Catholic priest. And my father had no prejudice one way or other against Catholic Protestants. He served with all Christians in a Protestant church and a Catholic church. To him, everyone was a Christian if they were serving God. But he served with this man, and this booklet is about this man, and he's famous in the, you know, the chaplaincy and chaplaincy for being awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor posthumously. I have a hard time pronouncing that word. But Father Capodanno was killed on the battlefield administering last rites to young men and comforting them while they were dying. And he was caught in the crossfire. And my father, I know, spoke of when he was on the field, that there were snipers, and the next thing he knew is the Navy people would just pull him by his boot straps and throw him in the Jeep, and off they would go to protect him. But my father died of Parkinson's disease, which was directly attributed to the spraying of Agent Orange in Vietnam. But I'm very proud of my father, who loved God, his family, and his country. And now my mother and my father, both, my mother was a veteran. They both reside, now rest in peace, at Bushnell National Cemetery in Florida. I think the Holy Spirit moved me today because I've been in tears all day, so I know that I felt my father, my heart. You know, I just felt him today and what he did for this country and what all young men do for this country. It's an honor to know them and to thank them, which Vietnam, they didn't get thanked when they came back. It was hard. It was a hard time for them to come back. And now we've changed. We thank them profusely, and I'm so glad of that. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. I know that was difficult for you, Pamela, but thank you. But it's from the heart. And interesting thing about Pam's dad, I was reading through this booklet and found a connection that I had with one of the fellow chaplains that Pam's dad knew and was very close to. In fact, back in the 1990s, I was reading this and it kind of blew me out of the water. And I called Pam and it kind of blew her out of the water too, because this gentleman served with Pamela's dad. His name was Philip Chang. And Philip, of course, was the English equivalent. I guess Pam's dad gave him that name, Philip. And he was known as Philip, but he had a specific Chinese name. That's probably kind of difficult for anybody to pronounce. But Philip Chang was a friend of mine. And Philip Chang was a fellow pastor where I pastored in the Miramichi of New Brunswick. He was a pastor in his later, older years. And at that time, he was up into his 70s and maybe even 80, early 80s. He was the pastor of a local Presbyterian church along the Miramichi River of New Brunswick. If you've ever been to the Miramichi, it's known as the salmon fishing capital of North America. It's where Boston Red Sox player Ted Williams used to go to play to fish salmon. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful area. But a lot of Scottish people there. And I remember him speaking out in a ministerial meeting one day. He said, "How is a Chinese guy supposed to deal with a bunch of Scotchmen?" And, you know, he said it very well. He responded very well to that question when he explained that in Christ Jesus we are one. That in him, it doesn't matter the language you speak or the color of your skin or anything else, but we are one in him. And that kind of stayed with me. Pastor Chang was much loved. As a chaplain, it's in your nature to care for people, as was Pam's dad. He cared for people. He cared deeply for people. He cared about their health. He cared about their livelihood. I'm sure many, many times Chaplain Baxter was there holding the hands of people who were about to breathe their very last breath before going out into eternity. Chaplain Chang shared the same thing, and he shared the same situations. And it's interesting that many who have been at war, many who have fought on the front lines, many who have seen the bloodshed, who have experienced death, and watched people literally die in front of them, it's interesting that they don't want to talk about it anymore. That it's a very difficult thing for them to talk about. Well, I know Pastor Baxter, Chaplain Baxter, was one that knew the Lord Jesus Christ as his own personal Savior. And his attitude was the same of Christ, as Christ. His attitude was to give of himself. His attitude was to serve and to be a blessing. His attitude was to, as Paul the Apostle says, being in the very nature something, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing. Chaplain Baxter and Chaplain Chang, Reverend Chang, made themselves nothing in order that Christ would shine through them, in order that he would be glorified through them. And so my challenge today is that as this culture of ours seems to become more and more secular, and that's probably a very kind word to use, we need to still remember. We still need to be keeping in mind our history. We need to keep in mind those who have gone before us, like Chaplain Baxter, like Chaplain Chang, like many of the relatives that you know, the friends, the people in your community that you know who have died and have given themselves, who have given themselves for the country, the freedom that we have today. I think there's an example there. There's an example that we must never forget. There's an example that we need to be humble. We need to make ourselves nothing, as Paul says. There's an example of obedience. Obedience to go and to do and fulfill the will of God no matter what. The example of living up to our calling, whatever that calling might be, whether it's a young person that's headed out to university, or a young person just beginning a new career or a new marriage, it is the challenge for us to move forward expecting God to do great things. First of all, attempting to do great things, and knowing that He will give us the resources that we need, the strength we need, the power within us to do what He's called us to do. And no matter what stage you are in life, or what stage I am in life, we can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that when we respond in obedience to Him, He is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we ask or think. And He's able to work it out. My old grandfather, who was a Presbyterian elder in the local Presbyterian church, he used to say all the time, in Gaelic, not English, but Gaelic, he would say that God would always work it out. God always does, because He's faithful. So put your trust in Him this morning. Put your faith in Him. Thank God for the people that have gone before us. Thank God for this wonderful and beautiful country that we call America, and that we're so blessed to be participants sharing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ with the rest of the world and fulfilling the Great Commission, going into the whole world and declaring that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. As we close this morning, let's stand and sing on this Memorial Sunday, America the Beautiful.